Hello, this short video is to help students connect to the MyMathLab platform through D2L, which is the online learning platform now at BCIT. So, this is my current home page. I suggest students make note of this. The shortcut key for this is simply type bcitkevin.ca or simply Google. Here you will see a list of all the different courses I instruct. And you'll find it on this site. You will find a variety of resources. So if we were doing 7701 Calculus Online, you can click here and it gives you access to lecture notes, videos, and answer keys. Okay, now let's go back to the beginning. Similarly, for the Decision Analyst course, Opman 8751, the process will be exactly the same. Now, previously, students would be sent an access code with a course ID and they would log on to MyMathLab from the Pearson portal MyLab and Mastering. However, as of summer 2017, the access will come directly through the BCIT portal D2L. So let's take a look at how that works. So the first step, we'll go to D2L and there is the URL is learn.bcit.ca. And you enter in your student number and your password and you log on, and this is the same login you use for getting on my BCIT. Then we get to the home page of D2L, and I'm going to change the settings to view as a student. So you log on to D2L, you will see your list of courses you're registered for, or in my case teaching, and let's look at Opman 7701 Calculus for Management. So I click on that page. Now I get to the home page for the Opman 7701 online course, Calculus for Management, summer 2017. And as you see, there is some announcements, course information. Please read through this carefully. It discusses a variety of things you need to know to do the course, including accessing MyMathLab. It also gives you links to the welcome videos. And one other key point is for students doing this course, do not use the D2L email system. Use the Pearson MyMathLab email system from the Pearson portal, which we're going to enter now. So as you notice, on the right-hand side, we have the box, the green box with Pearson in it, and below it, it says Pearson's MyLab and Mastering. So we click on this, and this takes us to the Pearson tool. Now, the Pearson tool homepage, or the course homepage, will be linked directly to the D2L course at BCIT. Thus, you do not need a course registration number. You just simply click to enter the course. Now, if you have not used D2L before, it's your first time entering the course, or used MyMathLab before, or you're just entering the course, you will get to see this page will pop up. It'll ask you to sign in. If you've had a Pearson account from previous courses, you can log in. Otherwise, you would create a Pearson account by going to New. And at this point, you would enter in your email address, password, security information, and create an account. Okay, so let's go back to the homepage. And now suppose you have registered for the course. What happens? So the next time you log in, you click on Pearson's MyLab and Mastering. And again, we get the landing page that asks you about the course tools, and you pick MyLab and Mastering course home. This then opens up the appropriate course in the MyMathLab portal. So, see, at this point, we are now inside, as you see in the top, Opman 7701 in D2L. Once here, you are now functioning within MyMathLab. And for those of you who are here for the first time, a few key points. On the course home, you will see the list of the upcoming assignments and their due dates. And you will see announcements in the calendar. You will also see what it says, the announcements page. And you see there is three postings that you can see visual, that are visible. If you click on all announcements, you'll see an entire list of announcements, including the syllabus and modules for each of the lessons we are going to go through, And I would suggest strongly you check this announcements page every time you log in. To do your assignments, you click on the assignments page and pick one of your assignments that you intend to work on. In addition, I also recommend that you, for those who want to work on particular types of problems above and beyond the simple assignments that I have put in my math lab, you can go to the study plan. In the study plan, it will allow you, so I'm going to pick all chapters. So it'll allow you to pick any chapter. I'm going to pick chapter 4. And I'm going to pick section 1, derivative of a function. And it gives me a series of problems. I can do any of these problems as many times as I like. Every time I go in to do the problem, it will refresh with slightly different numbers. I can also take a practice quiz. So I strongly recommend you take advantage of this aspect of my math lab. However, none of the study plan or quizzes will count towards your grade. So don't worry about taking a quiz in the study plan section. Okay. So at that point, I think we will end the video there. And hopefully this is enough to get you started in my math lab through D2L.